It's another week. It's another podcast. When I think about why I even do this podcast, it really comes down to one word: communication. And this podcast is just another way for me to communicate and get my message out there. But longtime listeners know that there's another way that I really like to communicate, and that was with instant messaging. And my main method of communicating via instant message was through the Google products. But that was until Google forced me to find another messaging platform. If this sounds familiar, I actually covered this topic a few months ago. But there have been new developments. Google's instant messaging heir apparent, Allo, the tool that forced Google Hangouts to break apart, Google is quote-unquote pausing support for Allo just 2 years after they introduced it. And that means that Google is attempting, yet again, to fix their messaging mess. And that is the topic for this week. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is SourceCast episode 117. In case you didn't listen to the previous podcast, and let's face it, you probably didn't, let's summarize what's been going on with Google. 10 years ago, if you had a Gmail account, you had a Google Talk account. And most of my friends had Gmail, which means most of my friends used Google Talk as the instant messaging platform. Prior to that, people used Yahoo Instant Messenger, MSN, AOL Instant Messenger, AIM. But once people started using Gmail, Google Talk was the go-to instant messaging service. And then everybody got a smartphone, and everybody who was on Google, you could use that Google Talk Instant Messenger tool. So over the years, Google started introducing new features. So you had a text messaging app. You had Google Talk. Google Talk became Google Chat. And then Google introduced Google Voice. And then Google introduced their social media platform, which then introduced Google Hangouts. And the next thing you knew, you had a bunch of instant messaging apps and video services. And in 2013, Google condensed all of that crap into one application. And it was amazing. Didn't matter if I was on my cell phone, my tablet, or my computer. I could make phone calls. I can instant message people. I can text people, and I can do video chats. But it was too little too late. By the time Google got their act together and consolidated all of those applications, competitors like WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger and Apple's iMessenger, they dominated the instant messaging scene. In 2016, Google tried to introduce a much more hip version of instant messaging with Allo, and then they also created a video messaging service called Duo. And more importantly, they took functionality away from Google Hangouts. They disintegrated the integration. And that forced me to go look at other places. For a year, I was using Slack. And I really like Slack. You can do calls. You can do videos. It's a very organized instant messaging platform. You can share documents. It's amazing. Except that you have to create your own little messaging group. And you have to get friends to sign up for the service. And it forced me to be the administrator for all the people joining my specific Slack group. Ultimately, I got tired of trying to get people to use it, and I still had to have multiple messaging apps to accommodate the other people who were not in Slack. I dabbled in WhatsApp during this time as well, but most of the people that I instant messaged and communicated with did not use WhatsApp. So unless I had a friend or a coworker that was traveling internationally, nobody was really using WhatsApp in my social circle. Eventually, I landed on using Signal as my instant messaging and texting platform. The same technology that powers Signal powers WhatsApp. It is totally encrypted, so there is no snooping on your messages, and more importantly, the phone manufacturers and the phone service providers cannot mine your instant messaging data to sell stuff back to you. And while I really like Signal, it's still growing. There are still some bugs and some user interface issues. It doesn't allow you to make phone calls from the desktop app. It doesn't integrate with a tablet. It also annoys me that you can't do video chats. As a whole, the Signal platform is still lacking, but it has a lot of potential. And in the middle of all these applications that I've been talking about, if you are an Android user, there is another one that you are most likely using, and that is the Android Messenger. That is the default text messaging app that comes with all Android phones. Your phone manufacturer may come up with a default text messaging app, but that Android Messenger is floating around somewhere in your phone. Because Google has made me and so many other people download all of these stupid applications, they're finally realizing that they have splintered the audience so badly that they have to do something dramatic. So apparently, Google is putting all of their messaging eggs in one basket. They are going to stop development on Allo. They are going to retrofit Android Messenger. And they're going to introduce a sub-protocol within Android Messenger called Chat. We're going to get into what the Chat protocol is in a second. But I first want to highlight that this is most likely Google's smartest move. Considering that this is the second episode that I've dedicated to this topic within a year, it infuriates me. What Google has done to their messaging platform is idiotic. But Android Messenger, it's on every phone, or most likely on every phone. It's easy to get to. Everybody uses texting. So in this situation, Google doesn't have to ask people to go out and download another freaking application. So they're going to upgrade the Messenger app to make it work a lot better. Android Messenger is going to have the Chat protocol installed within it. And Chat focuses on RCS, which is Rich Communication Services. This has been the scheduled predecessor for SMS for like the last 7 years. RCS is a messaging standard that has the potential to tie together SMS and other chat applications. That's the thing that they're calling Chat. So Android Messenger will still exist, and Chat will live within it. So what makes RCS so great? If any of you out there are iPhone users, and I'm assuming that most of you are, and you use the iMessenger application, you'll notice when you text your friends, you can see when they receive your text and when they've actually read it. For the last 10 years, Android users do not have that functionality. Although, shout out to Signal, Signal supports that if everyone is on the Signal network. As I was saying, iMessenger is so wonderful, everyone loves it. Android Messenger, Google Hangouts, all the other stuff is a disjointed mess. Google is trying to leverage this RCS platform so these read receipts work across different devices, different technologies, different networks, different countries. RCS is designed to work with carriers who can develop their own messaging applications, and those applications will work within the protocol to connect to other apps. This will allow carriers to participate in the chat application renaissance that's occurring right now, because they're being cut out due to iMessenger, WhatsApp, and Slack, and all of these other applications. They're not necessarily going to make money off of the messages being sent, but they get to keep their branding alive. And RCS is not fully encrypted, which means they get to read your applications and they're probably selling your data for all kinds of nefarious purposes. Because there are so many different moving parts, carriers, phone manufacturers, applications, RCS is not a slam dunk. Just to get this thing moving, Google had to corral more than 50 carriers and nearly a dozen manufacturers to adopt the new standard. And as of this recording, AT&T and Verizon have both agreed to adopt RCS to some degree. T-Mobile and Sprint had already signed on. Having all of these people agree to this standard means that these applications are going to work with each other, and they're going to have a consistent user experience. So if you use a smiley face in one application, it'll spit out a smiley face on the other, and they should look the same. But there are some issues. Google has been trying to get people to adopt RCS for years. And Dean Bubley of Disruptive Analysis said this about RCS last year. And I quote, "So ignore it. There are no customers, there are no use cases, and no revenues associated with advanced messaging. It's the same pointless RCS zombie technology that I've been accurately predicting would fail for the last decade. It's still dead, still shambling around, and still trying to eat your brain. It's managed to bite Google and Samsung, and they'll probably try to infect you as well." For a man with a last name like Bubbly, those were some harsh words. Most people listening to this podcast right now are probably on iPhones. Some of you may be on Android, and for those of you that are, you probably don't care about the messaging standards. You're probably using WhatsApp, or you're probably using the default text messaging application, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. But for someone like me, who walks into the house, drops his cell phone on the dining room table, and goes about his business, having a messaging platform that all of my friends can access, and that I can access on my computer, or my cell phone, or my tablet, is extremely convenient. I have big fat hands. I like to use a real keyboard. I want to type back to my friends using a keyboard, not the stupid virtual keyboard on my phone. It's really nice when all of those messages are synchronized together, so it doesn't matter where I am, I can always see the messaging history. And I want to reiterate, Google had this tool 5 years ago. I don't know why they didn't push it harder. A little bit of advertising and a little bit of education, I think, would have gone a long way. But instead, they kept splintering and splintering and splintering until we got to the point we are today. And now they have to get consensus from 50 different companies to get a standardized messaging platform to replicate something that Apple is already doing because they abused their market position and forced the carriers to let them introduce iMessenger. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't get too upset with me when I don't respond quickly to your text messages. It's totally Google's fault.
And that's all we have for this week. You can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mandarin, New Jersey, and it's produced by my dad. The outro is performed by me, Ben Lombardi, and music is provided by Patrick Lee. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.